Todd Cook, who is the director of We Are the People Michigan. Todd, how are you?
Hey, very good, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about We Are the People Michigan.
Sure. We Are the People is a statewide coalition of students, seniors, labor organizations, and other progressive groups that are fighting and looking out for the middle class.
How many folks are involved with your organization?
You know, we have thousands of people across the state. You know, we have over 40,000 followers on Facebook. We have an email list of thousands, and we have, you know, active people who are out going to meetings, talking to their neighbors, you know, in all parts of the state. So quite a few people.
According to We Are the People, you folks believe that taxpayers want a major victory when the House and the Senate remove language from the Department of Corrections budget that would have closed Michigan's Ionia reformatory and reopened the door to controversial, as you state, GEO Group, Inc., to return to Michigan. Tell us about this.
Sure. Well, you know, there was legislation put in the budget originally that would have allowed the GEO Group to take over a facility in Baldwin that the previously ran. You know, our concerns were that the GEO Group originally had a contract, lost it under the previous administration for cost overruns, but more recently they had been kicked out of the state of Mississippi after a U.S. Department of Justice investigation had found rampant sexual abuse, hiring of gang members as guards, and other problems in the state of Mississippi. I mean, it had gotten so bad that one federal judge called it a cesspool. And along with that, they had recently also been fined by the state of New Mexico over $1 million for understaffing facility out there. And obviously, those things, you know, put the staff, especially the support staff, in danger. But they also open up the taxpayers to potential lawsuits. So we think it's a big victory in terms of making sure that people, tax dollars, are spent wisely, and that they're not opened up to more risk.
All right, from your perspective, what are you folks trying to get done? What do you think that the legislators are trying to get done in order to even out the money that's being spent on education versus what's being spent in corrections? 7-1. Also, if you look down just to our neighbors to the south, Indiana spends almost $10,000 less to house a prisoner than we do here in the state of Michigan.
Well, I think people have to understand, you know, when they look at costs, make sure they're comparing apples to apples, first of all. And second of all, you know, the staff that work inside these facilities work under, you know, highly stressful and sometimes dangerous situations. And I think that, you know, people have to realize what kind of service that these folks are providing at a high quality. And frankly, when we gave the private sector a chance, like the GEO Group, they couldn't do it for the same cost that our public employees who work so hard did. You know, as far as, you know, the situation in terms of education versus prison, you know, certainly we all feel that we can do a better job in terms of making sure more people don't enter into our, you know, criminal justice system and that people have opportunities. And the best way to do that is to make sure there are opportunities for folks, you know, moving forward either through education or through jobs, and make sure that they feel like they fit in and can be a vital part of society.
All right, this problem is twofold, though. First, we're spending a lot more money per prisoner, whether it's privatization or not. We're spending a lot more money. Do you know why that is?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, the money that we spend in you know, in the prison system partly is because of who we have locked up in prison, quite frankly. You know, Michigan, unfortunately, what happens is a lot of times is we don't send people to jail until it's their second, third, fourth offense. And so what happens is you have people who are, if we had caught them earlier and maybe had provided a lower level security deterrent to them at an earlier stage in their life, maybe it would have prevented them from going down along this path rather than putting that decision off until it's too late. And people are to a point where maybe they get involved in violent crime, at which point we you know, rightly so, have a pretty high standard in terms of the amount of time you spend behind bars.
In HB 5658, which was sponsored by Representative Joe Haveman, we had him on the program on Friday. He's the chair of the House Appropriations Corrections Subcommittee. It would exempt inmates and basically would pay them minimum wage. Do we really care that prisoners get paid minimum wage?
Well, I think the more important thing is that you're looking at a private company who's profiting off of, you know, people being incarcerated. And you're also looking at the fact that we had given them a chance to compete in the marketplace, which so many folks on that side, you know, claim that we have to give people a chance to compete. We gave them a chance to compete, and they couldn't, and so now we're going to change the rules. So I think it's a combination of the precedent you're setting in terms of, you know, profiting off of prison labor, and then also the idea that, you know, we're going to change the rules on folks so they can meet standards. You know, we wouldn't allow this for the other way around in terms of the public sector. I'm sure Representative Haberman would be against that.
Todd, are we or the people just trying to protect union jobs?
I think we're trying to protect the public in terms of tax dollars. Again, the GEO Group overspent by millions of dollars, and that's not us saying that. That's the Michigan Auditor General, which is a nonpartisan arm that everyone in state government kind of depends on for audits of different programs in the state. And, you know, we want to make sure that the taxpayers are being looked at from a safety standpoint.
Would you be in favor of letting another private company come in and try?
Well, I think, you know, again, when it comes to privatization, you know, we haven't seen it live up to its hype in terms of not providing better quality service and not providing it at a better price.
Yeah, but it failed once here in Michigan. It's working in other states around the country.
Well, it's not working in the state of Mississippi where they kicked out the GEO Group, and it's not working in the state of New Mexico where they fined them over $1 million for not staffing properly.
Well, it still seems like the legislators don't get it, that we would be more beneficial to spend money on education, especially in pre-K, to make sure that we give less opportunity for people to become put in prison.
Well, certainly. If you look at whether it's our prison system or our healthcare system, our society kind of is very reactive instead of being proactive and getting out in front and being preventative, that's for sure.
So when's someone going to have the courage to say, all right, we're going to move forward with a program starting in pre-K, and it would have to be innovative, and it'd have to be a huge deal to make sure that education got funding, to make sure that there were programs for kids, with single parents, with working parents. When's someone going to step up?
Well, I think you see people trying to do it in bits and pieces. I think that, unfortunately, you have a majority in the legislature who'd rather, in some ways, take the easier way in terms of just dealing with things after the fact rather than getting ahead. But, you know, hopefully soon. I think people are starting to get to the point where they're getting tired of seeing their tax dollars go into the programs that, quite frankly, most of the time are a little bit too little too late. And so there's folks that are focused on this and trying to get this through. You know, Rebecca Warren, a state senator from Ann Arbor, is working very hard on this, along with some other folks in her caucus and people in the Michigan House. So I'm hopeful that as we move forward, we'll be able to tackle these things and have a mature conversation about them. But, you know, as of right now, we'll just pat ourselves on the back in terms of looking out for taxpayers, making sure that their dollars are spent wisely, and thanking all the people in Michigan who reached out to their legislators and told them that the GEO Group was not something they wanted in Michigan.
Todd Cook is the director of We Are the People Michigan. Todd, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tony.